So welcome everybody. My apologies for keeping everyone waiting. So what we'll do, we'll just we'll run through the. I'll give the introductory spiel, and then we'll run through a probably the four Brahma Viharas with Anapanasati. So many of you have been meditating probably for quite a number of years now, and you actually see the benefits which give rise, arise in the practice. So you're looking at it like a multitude of both, say, physical and mental benefits arising in the course of the meditation practice. So this meditation practice, the skills that you develop, you know, within the parameters of both your body and your mind. So as you develop this practice, as the years go by, you see exactly what the potential is. And naturally we have a vast scheme of different applications, different principles which exist within the meditation framework. And even though, you can easily fill a volume with the different ideas, different approaches and whatnot that you can actually achieve in this practice, you know, one of the core principles is this sense of, say, like the of, say, like calm or, say, tranquility, and the wisdom component. And all of you tend to see in the beginning, you know, meditation is quite a simple process, you know, when you first start to practice, first couple of weeks, first couple of months. And then as time goes by, you know, after maybe 3, 4 years, 5, 10 years, you know, you start to develop a small universe inside yourself, because, you know, your mind is a very, very vast experience. And you start the practice with a sense of maybe getting a little bit of peace, sort of like a peaceful heart, maybe an increase in your wisdom faculty, your understanding of life. And then, you know, as the years roll on and your personal experience just increases and increases, you expand this small universe within your mind. And, you know, within this, say, like mental universe, you've got multitudes, thousands and thousands of thoughts and feelings, views and opinions that you've gone through. So you have this very kind of expansive type of mind consciousness, you know, which is far more peaceful, far more stable, far more wise than it was 5, 10 years back, like born of experience. So not just sense experience alone, but with the tools that you actually use with the practice, you are, say, forced to, you know, to adapt, to sharpen, to make adjustments, because your mind is so changeable, so fickle, that you have to constantly keep. It's like changing the game rules, you know, because your mind will never ever stay the same. With the exception of, say, states of very deep tranquility, or, say, the state of nibbana, the unconditioned, which doesn't change. But naturally, the very deep meditative absorptions, which are very, very, say, tranquil, deep tranquil states of samadhi, where you have a high level of, say, temporary stability with the mental factors which are actually which make up that deep state of meditation. So you find with the course of the practice that you're forced to, you know, to constantly improvise and make adjustments, because, you know, you see within yourself you have this personality that you see, that you think you are, and but you know, as the time rolls on, you just keep going. Keep going deeper and deeper within yourself, and you know, you see just far, far more than maybe you thought you were. You know, you just ask people, you know, what kind of person you were maybe 5, 10 years ago, and they, you know, the vast majority of people would believe that you have changed, at least to a small or at least to a small to medium degree, because you know you're just gradually like shaping and refining your consciousness over time. And you know, naturally you've got all the stuff which is coming in through, you know, coming in from the world, all the sensory input, which does, you know, compromise the say the purity, the quality of your mind. It's very difficult to separate the mind from, you know, certain things which you may not necessarily want actually inside the mind. You know, stuff which takes a long, long time to let go of. But this with this process of karma and rebirth, we're forced to, you know, find different skillful means to keep the mind calm on a day to day basis, maintain one's sense of stability, emotional balance, and actually the happiness and the joy. So we just don't meditate for peace, for wisdom alone, because you know part of the process is an increasing sense of joy and happiness, at least to a small degree, which is all sort of tied in with this the big picture. So we'll start with the meditation. So we'll see now. I'll work 3:20. All right. So I'll roughly work on, so roughly under quarter of an hour for each section. So so with the sitting instruction, so as most of you know, just get yourself in a comfortable position, with the back nice and straight, the head aligned, but in a comfortable position. Make sure there's nothing tight around the joints of the body, the waist, and let's see, for the first quarter section, we'll do the loving kindness on the breath, because especially with the different, many of you are familiar with these different tools, but it's good to get a feel for them, because you can use them at different times depending exactly what kind of mind state you're working with. So we'll just stay with one focus so it doesn't get too confusing. So with the breath meditation, say Anapanasati Metta, I want you to focus on the sensation of breathing around the mouth, and don't go to one point, don't go to the nose tip. For some people, it's too forceful. Go for the feelings around the mouth and the lips, and then just watch the incoming, the outgoing breath at that point. And you know, as some of you are familiar with these Ajahn Brahm's beautiful breath, you can have this beautiful breath, joyful breath. It's the way you actually look at this object, this meditation object. So as you breathe in and out at that point, I want you to look at the breath, even as neutral as it is, as like a personal friend of yours. This breath, which has sustained and nourished your body for so many years now, and is part of your vehicle, part of the process, is just going to move you closer and closer to the realization of Dhamma and the realization of Nibbana. So you develop this soft, warm, fuzzy, friendly feeling towards the this incoming, outgoing breath. Just do it in a very, very relaxed way. And very relaxed and comfortable way. And maybe we won't complicate it too much. Just focus on the breathing alone. Seeing the breath as your friend for, say, the next 15 minutes. As this meditation develops, just see if you can see that, say, joyful, positive feeling actually arising in the mind. So we'll move on to a compassion meditation. If you can just take a look within your character, see if you can see any afflictive state, like say worry, fear, anxiety, resentment, jealousy. And the mantra formulation is, may I be free from this particular afflictive state. Say like, may I be free from anxiety. So use the word formulation with big spaces between the words and time it with the breath in a comfortable way. And just see if you can see that feeling of compassion for yourself arise as the minutes go by, and stay focused on the breath around the mouth. So with this compassion meditation, do you actually see any softening of the issues, the thoughts and feelings connected with this particular state that you experience? So we'll move on to a third principle, which is the generation of sympathetic joy, delighting in the, say, the gains or the prosperity of others, especially close friends. So choose a choose a particular friend or intimate and find some, let's see, some beneficial principle that person has in their life. It could be wealth, popularity, education. May this particular person never be separated, say, from their wealth, their good fortune, their opportunities in life. So you choose the person, you choose the quality, and may that person never be separated from that good quality they have gained. Just do the words in a very, very spacious, relaxed way with the breath. everybody feels a bit tired or sleepy, just breathe as deeply as you can. move on to this fourth meditation using the emptiness principle. So just think of a person that you don't particularly like, or you have, say, bad feelings towards, and I want you to use this this mantra. This particular person is empty in nature. It's just something you experiment with. And just do that together with the breath. This particular person is empty in nature. Any difficult person of your choice. So we're coming towards the end of the session, so just look back through these four meditations to see if you can see any change in perception, the way you perceive yourself, the way you perceive your experience, any change in like the kind of attitude and feelings you have. And I'll ring the bell three times so you can open your eyes when you're ready. Does anybody have any questions on the meditation at all? No? Okay, we'll finish up.